What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is that time to take our last look for this week, our Friday morning look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Once again, narco-politics seems to enter the public agenda and affect the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. At least two of the 11 people captured last Wednesday in Operation PTY have links to the ruling group. One of them is Rubianesa Baker Costaleros, who until 1 p.m. this Thursday was on the payroll of the Ministry of Government under the position of technical assistant with a salary of $1,300 a month, despite the fact that the minister of that portfolio, Roger Tejada, announced that she would be dismissed. Baker Costaleros, daughter of the representative of Palmas Bayas in Colón, Kathy Costaleros of the PRD was captured together with Esquiel Alarcón. 1, 2, 3. Baker Costaleros, a daughter of the representative of Palmas Bellas in Colón, Kathy Costaleros of the PRD was captured together with Ezequiel Alarcón, alias Ziki, in an apartment in the reserve in the luxury residential complex of Santa Maria in Costa del Este in the capital. According to sources linked to the investigation in the Ministry of Government, Baker Costaleros carried out work related to crime prevention, so it's not ruled out that from that position she provided information to the network of which her partner Esquiel Alarcón was a part, who has a sentence, by the way, of 80 months in prison for the crime of gang membership. 9 other people are also apprehended in Operation PTY. One of them is Caridad Milagro Hurtado Almengor, known as Caridad Kenelon. Hurtado is a friend of PRD deputies in San Miguelito, high-ranking figures in the government of Laurentino Cortizo and members of the party leadership. In fact, she has been part of the Youth Front and other internal instances of the PRD. The woman is also known in the local show business for being the promoter of the All-Inclusive as a package that offered plastic surgeries, tickets and stays in Colombia to Panamanian clients. Photos of Hurtado with the deputy of San Miguelito, Raul Pineda, and with the Vice Minister of Commerce, Omar Montilla, among others, circulate on social networks. According to information from the public registry, her name is linked to the company's Natha Barba by Caridad Kenelon, Silueta y Mujeres Bellas, CK, and Prendas Caridad Kenelon. She also appears as the owner of property in the Pedregal Corregimiento and also another in Pacora. Prosecutor Martha Barrios, first superior drug prosecutor of the public ministry, explained on Wednesday at a press conference that the group structured a series of companies and notices of operations, some of them false, to allegedly launder drug money. Among the activities of the network, always according to the prosecutor, was the business of contaminating containers to send drugs to the United States. Some of the platforms used to launder money, according to Prosecutor Barrios, were beauty salons and cevicherias. She also spoke of activities in the interior of the country linked to agriculture, such as planting and pig raising. The prosecutor also added that this investigation began last year. But not all the people who are related to the criminal network are under the orders of the authorities. One of the people is abroad, so efforts are being made to locate her through a red Interpol alert. The members of this group are being investigated for the alleged commission of crimes of money laundering and conspiracy to commit drug-related crimes. The hearing of the case before a judge, a guarantee judge, was held yesterday at 2 p.m. The guarantee judge Tulia Morelos set for the 7th of October of 2024 the trial of 11 people, including the former deputy of the Panamanista Party, Adolfo Valderrama, for the alleged commission of the crimes of embezzlement and money laundering through the handling of funds assigned by Pan Deportes to sports federations between the years of 2014 to 18. Judge Morelos admitted 135 pieces of evidence presented by the anti-corruption prosecutor, Leda Sainz, including 102 witnesses, 22 expert evidence and 11 documentaries that will be used by the prosecution during the trial. In addition to Valderrama, the defendants in this case also include the former directors of Pandaportes, Roberto Arango and Mario Perez, as well as Jair Peralta of the Panamanian Basketball Federation. According to the prosecutor's office, the evidence admitted by the court links the defendants to the crime under investigation. Among the evidence admitted by the court are two audit reports that reveal the existence of a patrimonial injury for about $3 million. While the defense lawyers also managed to admit a mass of evidence that must be evacuated during the trial, which, according to them, demonstrates his innocence of the charges. The main theory of the defense is that the prosecution failed to establish the existence of a patrimonial injury to the detriment of the state. The intermediate hearing began on the 24th of March and concluded on Wednesday afternoon. In a statement released this Thursday, Deputy Valderrama assured that he has always shown his face and we will continue to do so. He added that the evidence he presented was admitted during the process. While the guilty always seeks to delay the process, those of us who are innocent are very interested in holding the trial, he said. The rhythm of the economy and the generation of employment march at a different speed. The Panamanian gross domestic product, the GDP, registered a growth of 10.8%. This was at the end of last year, according to information released on Wednesday by the Comptroller General of the Republic, while the figures for new employment contracts failed to exceed pre-pandemic levels. The latest statistics from the National Institute of Statistics and Census, the INEC, indicate that from January to October of last year, 199,702 labour contracts were registered. This is the latest official data available, although the Minister of Labour and Labour Development, Doris Zapata, has highlighted that at the end of 2022, the employment contract stood at 240,000 and that this year, 2023, the projection points to more than 300,000 contracts. But the 240,000 labour contracts of 2022 would still be quite a long way from the 378,495 reported at the end of 2019, or the 422,894 contracts achieved in 2018, before the pandemic and the closure of the economy decreed by the government to contain COVID-19. The country is 36% below the results of 2019 and experiences a 43% lag compared to 2018 when we talk about labour contracts. Mitrodil assures that it has processed some 60,000 new labour contracts in the first quarter of 2023 at a rate of 20,000 new contracts per month, the same monthly average as in 2022's figures. The contrast with the almost 32,000 new monthly labour contracts in 2019. The evolution of the labour market confirms the high degree of uncertainty in the climate for private investment in the country, said René Cuevado, a business consultant. But Cuevado also points out that the consumer confidence continues to improve, which should later translate into greater investor confidence that investing in Panama is good for business. And also, the positive trend registered in Panamanian tourism during 2022 was maintained in the first month of 2023, according to preliminary figures from the Panama Tourism Authority, the ATP. Last January, 284,000 visitors entered, an increase of 104% in comparison with the same month of 2022. The movement of visitors registered in the first month of 2023 was 7% higher than that reported in January of 2019, before the pandemic. The ATP report indicates that hotel occupancy in January reached 56%, while spending by visitors grew 43% compared to the $499 million reported in the same month of 2019. Together with the construction sector, tourism was one of the most affected by the mobility restrictions which were applied by the government to combat the coronavirus. In 2020 alone, the losses are estimated at $4.3 billion, a figure that rose to $12 billion according to analyses carried out by the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, taking into account the development of the industry between 2020 and 2023. Last year, the entry of 1,945,000 visitors was registered, exceeding the estimate of the authorities that pointed to a movement of 1.8 million people. Of the total reported in 2022, 1.4 million were tourists, that is, they stayed overnight in the country. 298,000 were travellers who stayed less than 24 hours, and 159,000 were cruise ship passengers, an activity that picked up last year with the home port operation. This was at the Amador and Colon 2000 terminals. Spokespersons for the sector indicated that the figures reported in 2022 are positive, but they called on the authorities to increase the promotion of the country, especially for those travellers who stay more than 24 hours, since they consume more goods and services. That's it. There we go. That's a look. Those are some of the stories in the local news for you here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.